Buddy, welcome back.
Happy Tuesday. Raining again.
I know. I looked outside and I was like, it was raining last week, and we talked about how it was kind of dark and gloomy out.
It is once again dark and gloomy.
Mm-hmm. But it's okay.
Yeah. This weekend is Bacon Fest, and the weather looks phenomenal.
I forgot about that.
Ooh. And it's my dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy early birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Mr. Good. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, this weekend, beautiful. And then after that, it gets cold.
Oh, really?
Like, highs in the 50s. Like, at least right now, it's, like, gross and rainy, but, like, it's not that cold.
It's not that cold. Like, I went to a spin class today at 4:30, and it was over at 5:15. And I was walking back, like, in my tank top, in the rain. It was really nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, kind of gross Tuesday. So, hopefully next Tuesday we have different news for you. But
yeah, I don't know. I feel like is it always rainy in the fall? Has that always been a thing?
I thought it was, like, spring showers. Yeah. But maybe fall showers are,
like,
also a
is
thing.
Because I feel like it was like this last year, too.
I don't really remember.
Is that, like, a life thing that I missed out on for the past years of
maybe?
My life?
I don't know. I just feel like you notice it more in college because, like, you have to walk through it.
That is very true.
You know,
true.
Like, it's unavoidable. Like, you're going to walk through the rain.
That is so true in high school. But I feel like, in cross country, we never... I mean, I guess I didn't mind running the rain, so I was like, okay. But I feel like it was more chill. Like,
we'd run... Oh, you're right, though. Yeah, like, field hockey, we had rainy games. So I feel like we didn't have that... Maybe it's because, like, it always got canceled if it rained too much.
Maybe, but I feel like it didn't get canceled.
I do. I have some very, like, distinct memories of playing in the rain and just freezing.
Oh, my God.
Just freezing.
That's rough. I don't know if that's fun.
It's not.
Like, I feel like running in the rain's kind of nice because you just go and, like, you're sweating and hot and then it's, like, the rain washes it off.
Yeah.
But, like, in field hockey...
Like, then your stick is slippery and it's hard to hold on to your stick. Mm-hmm. And it's...
Totally.
And it's in your eyes and you can't see and you're, like, you're slipping on the grass and it's just...
Yes.
Like, of all the things I miss from high school, field hockey is, like, not that high up there.
Oh, wow, really?
Sorry, Coach McCoy.
She's wearing a field hockey shirt as she speaks.
I tell you, the only reason I play sports is to get the apparel.
Oh,
what?
Oh, wait, JK, we're good. My headphones just kind of went whack, but I think we're still good. The only reason is to get the apparel. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
In field hockey, anyway. Swimming and crew, I actually, like, thoroughly enjoy. But field hockey was, like, eh. Should we play some tunes? We have a lot of music to get through today. We were ambitious with our playlist. It's 43 minutes long, and it's already, six.
I did pick two songs that were 5 minutes
We'll see how much
long.
We can get through.
We'll see how much we can get through.
Let's go for it.
We have a stacked playlist. Everything is, like, solid.
It is, and I want to try and play as much of it as we can. So maybe we'll do a little less chit chat today, more. I know I like our chit chat, but I also really like this playlist. So
okay. Let's play the first song.
Let's see what we can do.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. So welcome back. That was the first song we played was called Philosophize in it. Chemicalize with it. There's two exclamation points.
I have no idea what that means, but what a marvelous song.
Yeah, it's by Kishibashi.
Guys, strings in pop.
Yeah,
music.
We were really jamming out.
It had a whole orchestra in it.
I know, that was pretty crazy.
It was bopping at the beginning and then it turned into an orchestra and I was...
Right?
I was grooving.
That was good. I want to listen to more of their music. It kind of popped up and then one of my friends was like, I think you'd like this. And I was like, I do. But yeah, that was pretty cool.
Good stuff. Second song was Megaton Mile by the Local Natives.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely heard of them.
We played I think one Local Native mm-hmm. song last year. I forget which one it was. And then rediscovered this one.
This one is pretty groovy. That beginning entrance was cool.
Oh, there's a bop.
Yeah.
Weird beginning, weird end.
Yes, the ending got weird. It was like staticky on purpose.
Yes.
I was like, maybe there's something wrong with our speaker.
But the middle was worth
yeah.
it. Good stuff.
I like the weird beginning. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
I don't think we introduced ourselves.
No, we didn't.
In case you forgot, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Okay, we're trying to, you know, play all our tunes in the allotted time, but any exciting things from the day?
From the day? I spent 5 hours doing lab work.
Oh my God. That sounds not exciting.
It was not exciting, and it was very frustrating, but then we did figure it out, and it's completed.
Okay. That's
so
good.
Like net positive.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Very good.
But yeah, it was a bit of a frustrating afternoon.
Oh my God. It's but done. It's done, so
yeah.
You're good.
And
oh.
I got to sleep in today, so.
Oh, nah, that's nice.
Good. It's a win-win.
That's nice. Okay, good.
What about you? Yeah. Net positive?
Net positive day. Definitely net positive day. I got up a little late, so I wasn't productive. But last night, I sat down at 7 and was just like doing my papers, writing everything, finished at 12, and I was done. Like, I have some papers due on Thursday and Friday. Like I want to do some edits, but basically done. And I feel really good about it.
Solid.
Yeah.
That's what we like to see. Net positive.
Net positive day.
All right, should we play some more
yes,
tunes?
Yes, yes, yes. Let's play these two.
Let's play some
We'll talk
tunes.
About more positive things later.
Yeah, only happy things. License to Chill.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
That was Midnight City by M83 and Fading by Vacation Manor. Two pretty chill songs. Midnight City, just a classic. Like, definitely heard it.
I knew that song.
Yeah, I both knew it. I don't know, just like on the radio.
Is it a radio song?
Like, it's kind of it's like classic alternative song kind of thing.
Yeah. Fading, Vacation Manor. That was my pick. I think we've played some Vacation Manor
before.
Yeah,
I think we have.
And this was just another one that I enjoyed. Very chill.
It was chill. We were having a deep discussion, actually.
A good debate. So, like, when you're an adult, like, when our generation, like, people might, like, if you're 20 right now, what social media platform will you be using by the time you're 50?
Like, I currently use Snapchat.
And, like, Instagram.
But will Snapchat, like, evolve and change to, like, keep my needs so that when I'm 50, we're still using Snapchat?
Like, will we still be Snapchatting each other
when we're 50? I don't think so. Like, I hope not.
But, like, I feel like, what else are you going to use?
But I feel like there's going to be new things.
Interesting. We were debating that. Because, like, right now, like my mom uses Facebook. Like, adults use Facebook right now and, like, Twitter. But you don't really see, like, adults on Snapchat.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to know, like, what are we going to be using when we're adults? And, like, what, like, I guess there'll be some newfangled, like, social media platform. Things. Yeah.
Or, like, different versions of the thing that they have now.
I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
I guess that's up for someone else to invent.
Food for thought.
Food for thought.
If you want to call in.
We won't answer, but you can try. No, we'll answer. We answered the last anonymous guy. We just won't put you on air because you might be
crazy. We could put you on. Well, depends. Yeah.
Should we play some more tunes?
I guess. Our tight schedule. You know, we've only played four things.
We're already 23 minutes in.
Yeah. 27.
What?
Well, oh, we're 23 minutes in. But it's 6:27. It's been 27. Yeah, okay. Well, I feel like... Oh, guys, I had a grain bowl today, and it was amazing.
Grain bowl Tuesdays?
I think I'm, like, the only person who really, like, preaches the grain bowls. Like, other people like them, but, like, I don't know.
I haven't heard anybody preach the grain bowls like you do.
Yeah, you gotta, like, pile on the vegetables, and then they're, like, warm, and then there's the sauce.
Look at you eating your veggies.
So good.
Good girl.
Wow.
If your mom's listening, she should be proud.
She knows I like vegetables.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, now we'll play tunes. I just got to get that out.
Gotta tell them about the green bowl.
Yes. Oh, this song is a little long and a little weird, but it's good. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Make it So where do you go? Oh, whenever you disappear, I can't seem to find you.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, that was a long time. I apologize, but also don't, because I love that song. It's so good.
A little weird for my taste.
Yeah, I don't know if Elizabeth felt the same, but that's okay.
I think it would be good for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, maybe it's a little too long.
I don't know.
See, I've never... No, I have, but... At home, it's usually... Oh, it's called I Can Change by LCD Sound System. And their songs are really, really cool. But they're all like 6, 7, 8 minutes. And I guess like, you know, I'm walking between class. I'm not really thinking about... Like, I'm thinking about the walk and the trees and my day. So like, it's kind of a background thing. So maybe it's more of a background thing.
I can see it being good background music.
Like, I think my... Dad plays it for Friday night tunes, so like we're kind of eating dinner while listening, but I don't know, I really like them. I could listen to it non-background, but yeah. And the second song was Where Do You Go by Floor.
We've played Floor before.
I don't know, maybe.
I think we did.
I believe you.
There's another good song from the Spotify suggestion.
It was definitely chill compared to I Can Change.
I don't even think I Can Change was that not chill, though.
No, you're right, but I think it had some, like, do-do-do-do, like...
Some of the electronic stuff.
Some, like, it was, yes, definitely more electronic. Where Do You Go is more, like, the same.
For sure. Where Do You Go is very, like,
yeah,
chill.
But, yeah. Okay, we're trying to play all our songs. We already have to skip this 5-minute one that I picked. It's a good song, so I think we're going to play it next week.
We'll see what happens. We might come back to it.
We'll see what happens, but I'm going to slide into the next one right now. Oh, wait. Should we quickly do PSAs?
Ew.
Super quickly? Like, okay. We'll do, like, a couple?
Speedy PSAs.
Speedy PSAs. Okay, okay. Ready? Go. If you are a hurricane survivor, it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your leader, your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt and defer payments to principal or interest. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm, and now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. Brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union Regulatory Agencies. I just felt like I was one of those people on TV, like, reading at the end of a commercial. Okay, go.
Three facts about hepatitis C. Three facts you should know about hepatitis C. 1. Hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer. 2. Hepatitis C testing is not part of routine blood work. 3. Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it. The disease often has no symptoms. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives. Okay. Do you know about hepatitis C? Hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer. Many Americans have hepatitis C, but almost half of people don't know that they're infected. People can live with hepatitis C for decades without having symptoms or feeling sick. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives.
Woo! Okay, I'm now going to slide into the next song. Here we go, here we go. Ooh.
Outside polished clean. A good degree, a movie script commercial. But to my defeat, my mind's a mess. The guilty stress impress you. My philosophy is that the more I give, the more you see.
Hi guys, we're back. Whoa, that was
I'm okay.
Yes. By
you're having trouble finding it.
By Honest Men. We skipped a song, I'm all like mixed up. I'm Okay by Honest Men. Album, Honest Men. Call It What You Want by Foster the People. Call It What You Want, classic song.
I think everybody knows that song.
I think everyone knows. Just if you don't, though, that's song. Also okay.
Well, Foster the People, they have a lot of, like, I want to say, like, a lot of one-hit wonders. Like, a lot of songs that you'll just know. Because, like, you hear on the radio, like, all the time.
But that's not one-hit wonder, just, like, a lot of popular songs.
I guess so, yeah.
Like a good, like, five popular songs kind of thing.
They do, like, if you heard it, you'd be like, oh, I know that. But you wouldn't necessarily say, like, oh, that's Foster the People.
Yeah, you know? I see what you're getting at. And then Honest Men, I'm Okay. That was a pretty good song.
That was my pick.
Yeah.
I thought it was groovy. I thought it was cool.
I honestly don't really remember it. It was a long time ago.
a full 7 minutes ago.
Yeah, in the moment, I enjoyed it, though. Yeah. I will say. Yeah. Oh, weekend excitements?
This upcoming weekend?
Well, or the previous weekend.
Previous weekend was family weekend.
Yes.
So my brother and some of his high school friends.
So shout out, Chris.
Shout out to Chris, Bridget, Fran, and Evan. No, I don't think any of them are listening to this.
Oh, well, it was nice to meet Chris. I feel like, you know, I know his music. Now I can hear his voice.
Was that the first time you ever actually talked to him?
Yeah. Well,
I feel like you saw him before.
I think I saw him before, but I was like, hi. And he was like, hi.
Yeah. But I did bring them down here. I showed him the station. And it was cool. They're all very into music.
Really? Well, I knew Chris.
Well, Chris and Evan really are, and Franny was talking a lot about, like, music things. I don't know if she and Bridget are also in the band.
Oh, that's cool.
But, yeah, Chris and Evan like their songs, so I showed them the studio, showed them around.
That's nice.
I think they enjoyed it, yeah.
Aw.
Did you see your fam?
They came on Friday. Shout out, fam. They came to my classes. They came to economics, microeconomics, and sociology. Super exciting. They got to witness the famous Ute of microeconomics.
Ute.
Professor Schumacher, if you're listening, thank you. I enjoy your class. Oh, they took me out to a barbecue at Easton Public Market, which was amazing.
Easton Public Market barbecue people, if you're listening, 10 out of 10.
Wow.
It's really not even the barbecue. It's just the cucumbers, peppers, and onions that you get
Well,
with the
it's the combination of everything.
Okay, true. Yes, it's the full package, but like...
Like, the barbecue itself is really good.
The vegetables just make it like...
Yeah.
11 out of 10. So good.
Just like the whole package. I used to get the ribs, though. Those are really good.
I'm a pulled pork fan.
I got the smoked sausage. Really good. I'm going to try the pulled pork next time, too. Yeah.
I think we timed this really well.
I think we'll
be able to play the next two songs.
Oh my god.
And talk, and then maybe we can fade out with the 5 minute one. We'll see how it works out.
I don't want to, you know, I want to enjoy it, like, really. Okay, we'll see. Let's go. We're going to play this song. This is a good one.
Them in my soul.
Oh, hey guys, we're back. That song I just played could be good. It kind of sounded cool, but it was like two notes. But we had Daylight by Matt and Kim and Tap Out by The Strokes. Daylight was my pick. It came up on some playlist I was listening to, some radio, and I've definitely heard it before. You've heard it before,
right? Yeah, I know. It's been on my possibilities playlist for like since last year.
And but she claims I rejected it.
She did. I suggested it last year and Hannah rejected it.
That's what she claims.
I claim.
I don't know, like the Matt and Kim songs, that's the artist that I've heard. I haven't liked them.
I'm not a huge fan.
A huge Matt and Kim fan, but this song though, I don't know, it was pretty good.
I like it. Yeah.
I like it.
Solid.
Yeah, Tap Out. The Strokes, definitely a chiller Stroke song. I didn't expect it. One of my picks. Yeah.
Like the first like second.
Oh my is god! That wild that guitar. Really took me by surprise.
And you fall into that.
I jazzed like, out.
Bop.
That was pretty good.
Cool. I don't know if we've played The Strokes before. A lot of their songs.
We definitely have.
Maybe. But like Anna said, they're either like really wild or a lot of them are explicit.
Yeah.
And they're not quite popular enough to have like radio edited versions on Spotify.
That's okay.
That's the problem. Like, there's a lot of songs that I'd love to play, but they're explicit. But Spotify doesn't have like the clean versions because they're not popular enough to make clean versions.
Create our own clean version.
I guess we could find them on YouTube or something. But I wouldn't play YouTube on air because you never know if you're gonna get like an ad or something.
Yeah, it could be a little weird. Well, we could do it, you know, just for the memes.
We could try.
Good try.
We'd have to like start it first and like, make sure we don't get an ad or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, we get an ad. We get an ad. It's okay.
What if it's like one of those weird ads that like, I guess they can't play explicit ads on YouTube because you don't know who's watching it.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
It'll you be might just laugh. Get an extra PSA.
One less PSA for us. Well,
PSA
guys.
About like Grammarly. Do you ever get those ads for Grammarly?
Oh, yes. It kind of makes me want to get Grammarly.
I think it's a waste of money. Tino, if you're listening, Grammarly is a waste of
money.
Wait,
no, but I think that you can get it through school or something.
Maybe get a student discount, but it's still very expensive.
I think I was supposed to get it. I didn't really... It came with something in my high school, and my teacher's like, get Grammarly, and I was like, I'm not wasting my time. But the ads have swayed me, but I'm not going to do it. Well, guys, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Licensed to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And that's our show on October 29th. Happy Halloween in the future.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Happy early Halloween.
We'll debrief our Halloween weekend next show.
Is that a word? Did you just make that up on the fly?
No, bro. Weekend? That's an old word.
Ooh. I'm a little...
That's okay. That's okay.
A little behind on the upswing there.
Yeah,
but
that's okay. That's okay.
I thought that was... I was impressed.
I actually did make that up on my own.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Halloween weekend. Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
We'll save that last 5-minute song for next week.
It was good. We're definitely like baiting them to come back.
Oh, yes, this is suspense.
It's a good song.
You'll come back next week.
Okay. All right. Bye, everybody. Signing off.